大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那今天呢 Adam， 我们又要说说你最喜欢的话题，就是很火的中国电视剧，特别是聚焦30多岁女性的电视剧。
I only watch Chinese shows about Chinese women in their 30s.
哎，但我们今天要说的这部剧啊，《小舍得》，在中国整个社会都是引起了我觉得很大的共鸣。Because it's not just about women in their 30s.It's also about these women's children,、the children's education,、
right.
their husbands, their own parents, grandparents,、
right.
so、everything.
The family.
The family.
Right, right. So this is more of a family drama. Of course, in the other shows about women in their 30s, there has been a little bit of focus on family.
但是这个戏它主要的 focus 就是说讲述这种小升初阶段中国家庭、孩子和父母甚至 grandparents 那种压力。
Right.
Yeah.好，那当然这部电视剧啊其实也衍生出了很多 hot buzzwords、很多的中文热词，比如内卷啦、鸡娃啦、我们今天也一起都会跟大家来探讨一下用英语该怎么说。 OK, but the first question I have for you is about the name of the show、中文叫小舍得、我也不太知道它这个小是什么意思，但是舍得你知道吧、
Well, so as a foreigner, somewhere along the way they taught us舍不得，
舍不得。
Right.
那舍得用英语要怎么说呢？
Well, I guess it's the opposite. I don't know. You can't live without something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 这个还蛮好的。舍得就是 you kind of can live without it.
Yeah. So if you check the dictionary, the word that's going to come up a lot is begrudge, which I don't know who made that translation, when they made that translation, because grudge is always like this feeling of
就是有点 hate, 对吧?
I kind of hate you for that.
对，但我觉得你说的那个 can you live without it or not 是特别好的、
right.
因为这个戏的主题就是这种竞争，一定要上很多补习班，成绩很好，这个东西 can we actually live without it? Because everyone thinks we can't, you must do these things.
哇，好哲学啊。
对，然后就变成内卷了、
yeah.
results in 内卷。
Right, right. Okay, so we're gonna do some loose translating today, but I think the official translation or the official English name is pretty good. Love for Dilemma.
这个戏的官方戏名翻译叫 A Love for
Dilemma. Dilemma. So I said Dilemma. You can also say Dilemma.
I've always said Dilemma.
Dilemma.
Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A.、它的意思不是舍得，对不对？它的意思是 you're kind of caught in two very difficult situations.
It's a choice, but it's usually, it's a, yeah, you have to make a choice, but both choices are bad.
就是很两难。好像退也不是进也不是 That's、
right.
like a dilemma、right? A love for dilemma、
right.
就是 you kind of love it, you don't have an option to not do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Such a dilemma.
Such a dilemma, yeah, exactly.
其实这部戏里有两个特别有代表性的中国妈妈、Just from the episode we watched together, 我们俩一起看了这个戏的第一集。
Right, right. So now I'm thinking more about this word dilemma here. Don't forget, die can often mean two choices. So now I'm thinking about, okay, the choices between this style of parenting、or that style of parenting.
是是，所以这个戏里的两个女主角南俐和田雨岚，就是宋佳和蒋欣演的这两个角色，她们就是代表了这个 dilemma 的两面、因为她们教育孩子的理念不太一样 right? They have pretty different parenting views and styles.
Polar opposites.
哦，两极、两面的啊。我刚刚说她们是很有代表性的妈妈啊。
Very representative.
还有一个词叫什么 archetype?
Oh, archetype.
Archetype.
Yeah, archetype or archetypal or even archetypal.
南俐是一个比较佛系的妈妈。
Yeah, pretty zen, pretty chill.
你刚刚用了 zen 和 chill 这两个词。Zen 是 Z-E-N.
Yeah.
它就是一种 Japanese Buddhism,、
right.
或者就 Buddhism 禅。
Exactly, exactly. This word has been in the West for a very long time.
在英语里面就要形容一个东西很 zen、就是说它比较 peace 嘛、
right.
很佛系、
hey、man, it's all good man
比较 relaxed
right.
right 然后你还用到一个词是 she's pretty chill
chill yeah when I think about cool moms I think about relaxed moms that don't take things too seriously
chill 就是 C-H-I-L-L、
right.
因为她是希望 他的孩子有一个比较 balanced 童年
right.
A balanced childhood 不是说 grades are everything 成绩好成绩并不是一切英语里面可能很多朋友都知道 tiger mom、mm-hmm. 虎妈但是呢我们也用另外一种动物比较温和的动物来形容这样的南俪这样的佛系妈妈、
mm, OK what animal?
Elephant 美国这两年涌现出好多不同还有什么 dolphin parents
A dolphin's pretty cool I mean if someone said hey Jenny you're like an elephant mom、mm. what would your reaction be? If they said to you in English hey you are like an elephant
觉得是不是说我体积很大有点胖
yeah,
I don't know
Yeah I think an average person here would probably think that too So it's a cool concept but in English I would stick to zen mom or chill mom
What about Buddha mom? 佛系我们是不是也可以说很 Buddha style?
You know, I would be afraid because Buddha is not a very thin person. So again, I'm worried about offending the mom. Mm. Although, if she really is Zen, if she really is chill, she probably won't be offended.
Yeah, yeah. 好，那我们就来看另外一个典型啊，非常不一样，很 opposite，就是蒋欣的角色是一个很虎妈，很 tiger mom.
Right, right. Okay, so tiger mom has also been in English for a very long time.
Yeah, 我觉得你跟差不多80%的外国人说 tiger mom， 他们都会知道这个意思。
Right,
是不是
right.
And also, these two characters on the show, they're stepsisters.
Yeah, so that took me a little bit of time before I realized that, yeah.
So they really, the show really like, pits them against each other. 对立至少在戏的一开始是比较严重的啊。Tiger mom 对孩子的要求非常高嘛
right?
They really want, 可以说 they give their kids a lot of pressure.
So I was thinking the first thing is fierce. They're very fierce, like a tiger is fierce. So yes, you're right. They do give their kids a lot of pressure.But they also protect their kids in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And in the show, you can see when these two characters are finally arguing with each other about the best way to raise a child, you can tell how Tiger Mom views society. She sees it as a jungle.
丛林是不是 Survival of the fittest.
Right.
适者生存 which I think is a perfect transition to the next word we want to talk about.
Okay.
我一开始看到这个词的时候，我不知道它的意思，我甚至对它的发这是内卷还是内卷我都不知道
Right, right.
Because this word used to be a very academic word 就是 anthropology 那个人类学
Sure
对但是因为这部戏现在这个词变成很火的一个 Because it really describes It really captures 我们的生存状态
Right, so the word we're going to use here is involution
So many of you know words like revolution and evolution、mm-hmm.对不对
right.
进化那这个 involution in 就像
inside
往里、right. 往内
right、right so it's very interesting for me because I actually did not know this word involution was an academic word、
mm.
until afterwards somebody first explained it to me in Chinese then I found this English translation
那你用简单的英语跟我们解释一下吧
ooh okay so intense pressure to outcompete
社会的竞争压力真的很大所以这种压力已经到了一个很 intense 就像一个高压锅、
right.
对不对闷在里面 pressure 是干嘛呢不仅是竞争而且你要 outcompete 别人你要赢、
right.
就不然你就会被 outcompeted 就是你会被淘汰、
mm-hmm.
然后你应该听过在中国另外一个经常出现的词就是焦虑、
right.
Anxiety, right? People constantly feel this anxiety about being outcompeted、
right.
And they have to constantly learn, improve Not only themselves, but their kids、
sure.
不然就像前面说的像一个 jungle 会很难生存所以内卷形容就是这种可能有点恶性的竞争 right? A little bit of a vicious cycle?
Yeah, exactly, because you're not going to be able to express that in an outward direction.
这部戏让我们知道内卷的概念以后还带给我们一个思考 It poses the question, if all this competition outcompeting each other really makes life better,
right.
or are we just trapping ourselves in the rat race?
Sure, sure.
对 rat race 这个词你之前也经常说啊，这形容的也是一个竞争很激烈的环境
Right. Right, the rat race. This is basically we get up every day and we rush to go to work, sit there and turn around in our wheels all day and then go home.
而且你是觉得自己出不来，就像我前面说的被 trap 在里面。
Right.
And it's kind of self-perpetuating.
Right.
Self-perpetuating 的意思就是因为大家都觉得，哎呀，我不竞争，我不 outcompete each other， 我就要被淘汰。每个人都这样想，没有人想，哎。It's another option, another possibility.
Right, right. But you don't have that much time to think about it because you're too busy competing with all the other rats.
对，没有 time, 因为很怕被淘汰啊。
Right, exactly.
我再问你一下 ,involution 这个词在北美日常 daily speech 当中会出现吗？
No.
No.
But again, I think if you would talk about this idea of turning inward, that would be understood.
Okay, got it. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，再来看看几个小舍得派生出来的新词热词啊，都是和孩子有关的。第一个就是鸡娃。
Okay, chicken baby.
We really had a hard time trying to translate this word.
Yeah.
那 Adam 的那个 chicken baby 是非常字面、非常 literal 的，但是我们不建议大家用 ，because yeah， 一个外国人，一个 native speaker， what？
I don't know. We say tiger mom. Why not chicken baby？
I guess so, but tiger mom, anyway.
Right.
而且英语里面说 chicken 是说这个人很胆小。
Right.
我觉得和我们中文这个鸡是 opposite.
Right.
因为我们说的是打鸡血。
He's all psyched up.
Yeah.
Riled up.
Yeah, you need to psych someone up, fire someone up, right? 所以鸡娃就是说爸爸妈妈不断给孩子打鸡血，然后给他安排很多的 tutoring class, 辅导班，还有课外兴趣班。课外兴趣班英文可以怎么讲啊
？Extracurricular，
因为现在很多 parents 也觉得光成绩好也不行嘛，也是其他方面也要很好。
Well, piano lessons is the
right,
the classic.
所以这样的孩子就叫这样的娃娃们就叫鸡娃。
Oh, okay.
Psyched up kids,
fired up kids. Yeah, I would just say busy kids.
Overloaded kids.
Maybe. Yeah.
Overload 就是超负荷的意思。
It's too much.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. 另外有一个你应该喜欢的素鸡。
Oh, yeah, okay. Veggie.
Veggie, 你喜欢吃素鸡吗
？I do, yeah.
但是我们这里的素鸡说的还是小朋友。
Okay.
这里的素，这个鸡是鸡娃。
Right.
但这里的素是素质、我们说的素质教育
Okay, it's more about character development
Yeah, I guess 素质教育我觉得也有点难翻、
How about cultivate or cultivated?
我给你举个例子什么是素质教育啊你刚刚说的 piano lessons、其实就是一个就我们希望他 you know, 在 arts 然后 sports、
right.
都很好然后他 perfectly balanced 就是素质 all around 是很Like you said, very well cultivated.
Cultivated, yeah.
Yeah.
Round, we can also say well-rounded kids.
很全面是吧
You want to raise well-rounded kids.
是。还有一类牛娃。
Oh.
这个你应该知道吧中文我们说一个人很牛这种就是这个很牛的小朋友们
This is like a bullfrog?
No, 不是牛娃是牛娃
Oh, okay, gotcha.
在一个方面或者他很多方面都特别特别 exceptional 特别特别优秀的小朋友 So in English, I guess you could call them a
Just an overachiever?
有一点、Straight A student
Straight A student, yeah, that's okay, but that'sYou know, that could just be school. So we might not be talking about these extracurricular activities. He's a straight A student and he's also the captain of the chess team. Right. And he can, you know, do calligraphy and all the other things.
所以你刚刚用的那个 overachiever. Achiever 就是一个人他有很多的成就对吧、Overachiever 是有点过了吗所以 overachiever 有点贬义。
A little bit, but it's funny because underachiever is also
a
word、
yeah.
and that's also not good so really surprise surprise the best way is you know not too much of this and not too much of that
但是 overall 我觉得你跟一个人说 overachiever 他还是会觉得这是一个很牛的人、mm. 是一个真的很厉害的人、
right.
是吧好那我们今天的节目很有意思的话题、啊、And being a mom myself I really think this show has touched a nerve in me、
mm.
as it did in many many people in China、
right.
所以一个东西让你很有共鸣、啊 mm. 一个影视作品让你很有共鸣你可以说 to touch a nerve
So earlier you said struck a chord. Struck a chord sounds more positive. Touch a nerve kind of sounds like...
Oh, 触碰到了神经
Yeah, that's not always great. That can be really bad. That could be like this show made people furious.、Made people very, 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 very angry.、the other word, of course, we can use is resonate.
Resonate, 共鸣、好那这一部戏Did it resonate with you?
Yeah,、did it strike a nerve?
Or did it touch a chord?
Right.
And what type of parent are you? You know, are you more zen elephant? are you more tiger?
Right.
Or maybe you're something else.
Yeah, what are, is there a different animal? Maybe you're a snake mom?
Panda 吧 Panda 比较好
Cat mom
好那都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享 OK, thank you for listening We'll see you next time 下次再见
Alright, bye guys